This weekend, the annual Come Out with Pride Parade will roll and bounce its way around Orlando with slightly more participation than ever before. There will be the oons oons of dance, beat abandoned, the high kicks, the liquor, the solidarity. I, like other participants marching to the rainbow drum, will experience a full spectrum of emotions. There will be fear, there will be goosebumps, and certainly exhaustion. At the core, though, there will be pride. We know the drill. We should be proud that in Orlando and Orange County, there is a movement towards providing a domestic partner registry. We should be proud that last year, after 18 years of trying, the ACLU of Florida was able to secure gay adoption in the state of Florida. We should be proud that slowly America seems to be getting the message that same-sex partners are only interested in ending this public shaming of homosexuality so that they, too, can be equal human beings in the eyes of the nation's laws. But there's a depth to that feeling that texturizes it. For every gay person or gay ally celebrating on Saturday, there will be hundreds shaking their heads in disgust at a world changing faster than they are. So you'll forgive us if we're shamelessly loud this weekend. We're just trying to drown out the noise that might drive another hopeless teenager to end his life. We're trying to distract ourselves from daily persecution. We're trying to be larger than life. That is, until life catches up with us.